Hi, my name is Michelle Dunn, and I study at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. I'm a second-year PhD student in the field of chemistry, and my thesis is titled Understanding Catalytic Efficiency and How Catalyst Structure and Solvents Can Affect the Rates of Reaction. The world around us is full of reactions, sugar being burned in your cells for energy, or in the combustion of fuels. I'm interested in how fast these reactions go, or their rate. Reactions need a little bit of energy, like a push start, before they can occur. This is called the initial energy barrier. The higher this barrier, the less likely the reaction will occur, and so the slower the rate of reaction will be. This is where a catalyst comes in. It enables reactions to proceed via a different pathway and lower this barrier, dramatically increasing the rate of reaction. Most catalysts have been thought to be either bulky proteins like enzymes or metal catalysts such as catalytic converters. Some small organic molecules can also exhibit catalytic properties. These catalysts are often cheaper and more environmentally friendly. I investigate a particular class of these small organic compounds called carbenes. These are unique molecules that contain an uncharged carbon atom that has formed only two bonds rather than the usual four. This leaves two non-bonding electrons that make the molecule highly reactive. So my PhD is focused on determining what makes a carbene molecule a good catalyst. One way of investigating this is to look at specific properties of the carbene, the basicity, its ability to accept a proton, or its ability to donate its electrons. While these properties are much more complex, what you do need to know is that these properties will give us insight into the carbene's ability to stabilize the products being formed and how quickly these bonds form. I use a variety of spectroscopic techniques to try and measure the basicity of different catalysts and try and correlate these values to how efficient the catalyst is in a particular chemical reaction. What happens if we change the structure of the catalyst? What happens if we make the catalyst larger or smaller? What happens if we change the solvent in which we perform the reaction? By understanding how these properties affect catalysts, we can create a framework defining the optimal conditions for organic catalysts. Scientists and industry will be able to make more rational choices when selecting catalysts, potentially saving millions of dollars.